the vaccines do not work for the purposes of public health infection control. And their exact statement is in this box, which is receipt of a primary series alone, that's two doses, in the absence of being up to date with vaccination, that means whatever boosters they define, through receipt of all recommended booster doses, provides minimal protection against infection and transmission. Minimal protection. Being up to date with vaccination, meaning getting the most recent dose, booster, provides a transient period of increased protection against infection and transmission after the most recent dose, although protection can wane over time. So for me, as a public health person, the idea of transient and waning is not part of my public health lexicon. We need to have methods of managing a pandemic that last for more than weeks to a month or two. And they have said in this statement that the vaccines do not fulfill that role for public health management. Now, I assert the logical conclusion is the only state interest in mandating vaccines is to prevent transmission. That whether or not they prevent severity of illness is not a state interest. The state can always build more hospitals if it needs to. The $150 billion that we spent doing the wrong thing could have been spent in the U.S. building more hospitals. So the issue of disease severity is not a state interest. What's a state interest is preventing unwilling people from getting infected by their neighbors or whatever, and the vaccine should prevent transmission. And here you see that the state, the CDC, says that the vaccines don't do that. And to me, that is the end of the story. That is the statement that the vaccines should and cannot be mandated for prevention of infection, and the state no longer has an interest in that fact.